Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News. A new Instagram feature is causing some confusion and concern among users, says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
The Instagram Friend Map lets users share their live location with a select group of friends, rolled out this week, but it did have some users worrying about privacy and security. The head of Instagram is clarifying that you do have to opt into this feature. It will not automatically share your location. Your location will only be shared if you choose to share it, and that if you do, it will only be shared with a group that you choose.
There are new details about Erin Patterson, the Australian woman found guilty last month of murdering three members of her husband's family by poisoning them with toxic mushrooms served in beef Wellington. In newly released police interviews, Patterson allegedly tried to repeatedly poison her husband with spaghetti bolognese, curry, and cookies. She was convicted last month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. More than a dozen area nonprofits are getting a financial boost. The Green Bay Community Foundation is distributing funds from the Minnesota-based Otto Bremer Trust. That money is being passed on to local nonprofits, including Wise Women Gathering Place in Green Bay. The organization helps prevent and support people through domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, sex trafficking, and dating violence.
We provide a Native American approach to healing, promoting healthy relationships, addressing historical trauma.
That's Executive Director Beverly Scow. She says they're open to anyone who comes to their door, but are focused on serving Wisconsin's Native American communities. Last year, the organization served over 700 people. Now they're getting a $55,000 lift to expand services to youth.
So we have active youth groups, middle school, and then a WISE Youth Leaders group for high school and young adults. Sometimes people are wary of other organizations, and if they've already built a relationship with us at our agency, being able to offer mental health counseling services at our location kind of removes a barrier of angst that can happen with people in going to a new place.
Wise Women also runs the Safe Place Parking Program, which started during the pandemic to help people experiencing hidden homelessness. The organization is working to raise $50,000 by October to keep the program running through the end of the year. More information is at wisewomengp.org. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day, and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and time, let's say it's on WGBW. Today is National Sneak Some Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Porch Day, but it's also a delicious dessert type day. So I'll tell you all about that one coming up. Not going to be hard to find this. I feel like you can't go more than a couple blocks if you live in Wisconsin without running into one of these.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. I'm Laura McKenna. Today happens to be National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. So check your porch. You might have some special treats out there. But it's also National Frozen Custard Day, which means if you're looking for another excuse to go to Culver's, I mean, here we go. You can't pass up National Frozen Custard Day. And just to save you from having to figure out what the flavor of the day happens to be, I was like, where's some mint? I'm in the mood for some mint. And it just so happens that on the West Mason location of Culver's in Green Bay, it's mint cookie on the menu. I mean, the stars have aligned. It's National Frozen Custard Day. I love mint. Or add some Oreo cookies into it. It's heaven right there in a dish or a waffle cone.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Granger who does the same. Granger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Baby, then let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, and we have another local news update coming your way from the WGBW newsroom in just moments.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on, one more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life I'm alone, and I gotta let her know just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on, one more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. Well, I laughed, but that didn't hurt, and it's only her love that keeps me wearing this dirt. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him, now it's my turn to die.
Sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
Monday morning.
other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. I swear the people in our newsroom never sleep. They are up. They are finding out stories, what's going on in the area. And let's get you one of those local news updates from the WGBW newsroom because they are so hard at work just for you.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 86.
Slim the weak.
local news and timeless hits on WGBW. An awesome fundraiser that lets you look at old cars at the same time. So, I mean, match made in heaven. Stick around. I'll give you all those details in just about 10 minutes on WGBW.
One, two, three.
The world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions. Yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me. Song keeps running on. Play it now, play it.
it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
On WGBW. Tomorrow is going to be a great day as we raise some money, the 6th annual Families of Children with Cancer Car Show. So you can raise some funds with the bucket raffle, the 50-50 drawing, and look at all kinds of really, really nice old cars. It's going to be at Dorsch Ford. That's off of Highway 43 and Manitowoc Road. Really easy to find, and the event goes from 10 until 2 tomorrow.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WGBW.
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And snow-crested brown, without no sleep.
Strands and polishes a gun,
and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM. We are just about 10 minutes away from your next local news update from the WGBW newsroom. Anytime you tune in here to 97.9 FM, a news update is not far off, and they're always available at your fingertips at our website at wgbw.fm.
We'll be right back.
confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
If you listen to us at work, the time will go faster. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Don't go away.
the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and a separate case she brought against the NRA. The purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News. The meat plant at the heart of last year's deadly food poisoning outbreak is set to reopen in a few months, even though the company's still finding problems in other facilities, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
The USDA suspended operations at the Boar's Head Deli Meat Plant in Jarrett, Virginia last September after an inspection showed it was at the heart.